Good morning, and thank you for joining me with Wednesday Morning Podcast. Mark is in Virginia, and he is serving alongside Samaritan Ministries in the welcoming of refugees. And so if you think of Mark, definitely pray for Mark. But today, as we get close to wrapping up this year, 2021, it's almost like, phew, right? I would like to get that year behind us. That's what we said about 2020. Now we're saying that about 2021. So hopefully 2022 is going to be a year of jubilee, a year of great things happening. In fact, I would love to see and be a part of the rapture of the church, for those of you that understand what that means. And if you don't know, then I'm certain that we can get you a Bible study that would absolutely talk about the rapture of the church. We're not going to talk about that today. But one of the things I think that is really important as we face the challenges that we have in life, and it seems like they're at every corner, and it's just stressful. Life just seems to have more stress happening at this time period. And there's more demands upon our times. There's more demand upon our money. And it's like, well, you know, I can't afford that. And our money doesn't go as far as it used to. And it seems like there's more conflict with people going on. And so those kind of things. And so what gives me that, if you will, peace in the midst of that? Well, for me, it's God's Word. It's going to God's Word, and it's embracing God's Word. It's like I want to be right in the midst of that story. And one of my favorite stories is what I want to share with you today. It's in Matthew chapter 14. Now, we understand what's happened is Matthew chapter 14, Jesus finds out the horrific news about John the Baptist, that John the Baptist is now beheaded. And so that's his cousin, you know, and I don't know about you, but it hurts when we lose our loved one, and it hurts when we lose loved ones that are so close to us. And so he's hurting, but yet what does he do? What's the next thing that he does? He does something that I think is very important for us to understand how to minister to our hurting hearts, is Jesus teaches others about him, but he feeds them. He provides for them. So that's when we have this amazing event when Jesus feeds 5,000 by two fish and five loaves of barley bread. And of course, the disciples go around and they pick up all the baskets that are left over. And how many are left over? 12. One full basket for each one of the disciples. I think that is so cool. But there's even more depth to that story. But that's what we're going to look at. We're going to look at what happens after that, because the guys don't get it. So Jesus, he says, guys, get in the boat. And they're going, I don't want to get in the boat. You know, look, the horizon shows that there's going to be a storm. And Jesus is going, guys, you got to get in the boat, because they're not getting it. So, and what does God do? God allows them. In fact, he directs them to go right in the midst of a storm. So that's where we're going to pick up the story. It's in Matthew chapter 14, beginning verse 22. Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. So there's another key component to us, is when we're hurting, we need to get time alone with God to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. So they're in the midst of a storm, just like we can be in the midst of a storm in life, right? And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. So the fourth night of the night is from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. So it's the last quarter. And it's a storm, and it's dark. But yet, what does Jesus do? Jesus is walking on the water. He comes to them. He's not affected by the storm, right? He's sovereign over the storm. Watch this. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. One of the myths of that time period, it's understood that one of the myths of that time period is that for fishermen, that right before they perished, there's a story about a ghost would appear to tell them they're going to die. And so in their minds, here's the ghost, we're going to die. And so they cry out in fear. It makes sense, right? But here's the love of God. He's interceded. He's coming to them, just like God intercedes for us right now, and he's going to come. He's coming for us to rescue us. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and he says three things. He says, be of good courage, or take heart. It is I. Don't be afraid. Be of good courage. It's him. It's God. Don't be afraid. That's the tool of the enemy to cause us to be further driven into depression is fear and doubt and sorrow. And so it's like, wow, what do I got to do? Well, I got to go to the place where I can hear God speak to me. Well, that's in his word. That's in worship of him. Let him speak to you. Let him minister to your heart. And Peter said to him, Lord, if it's you, command me to come on the water. And he said, come. I love that. Because Jesus, they can't recognize him. It's hard to understand. Pete's going, man, if it's really you, Jesus, you tell me to come. And Jesus says one word. He says, come. Well, there was a time when Peter heard that same one word. When Jesus said, both come unto me, all you who weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come learn of me. Oh, man. That word had to resonate in Peter's voice. And there was another time when Peter heard that word, come. And it was when Jesus says, come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Man, a different type of fishing. It's like, they're so intriguing and compelling. And yet he heard that word. And Peter responded to those words. So too does he do it again. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried out, Lord, save me. That's not uncommon for us. It's like we're going to have ups and downs in our faith, but we have to remember to continue to cry out to him. And what does Jesus do? Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him. So what that means is when it speaks about immediate, that means that Jesus was already extending his hand before Peter even said a word, because God knows our needs. He knows that we need him. And then what happened? I love this part. And Jesus immediately reached out of his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshiped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. Because of one man's step of faith, other men could see the power of God working through that man. And what did they do? They worshiped Christ. They recognized him properly as who he is. He's the Son of God. Might I encourage you that in the year 2022, that it's a year about exceptional faith in our sovereign God, whose name is Jesus. He's got you. Just cry out to him. God bless you and Happy New Year.